This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, December 18th. Well, wheat markets last week had quite a bit of activity, and we are getting into a thinner volume type of trade as we head into the holiday stretch. So we tend to see more volatility if we're going to get some big moves. And we did see quite a bit of action. For the week, Kansas City was down 18 cents. Minneapolis was up 1. Chicago was down 3. Corn down 2. Soybeans up 8. And these were all based off the March contracts. We did see the December's expire last week. So everything now is front months will be the March contract. Wheat saw a lot of buying the previous week from China, and that showed up in last week's export sales report. But the rally in prices pretty much priced us out of the market, and that's why we saw the markets come back, see a fair amount of selling. We see that the European Union has quite a bit of wheat left to sell, and they are now trying to be more competitive. So I think we're limited on the upside for wheat, even though business is coming our way, which is obviously a supportive factor and probably will help to confirm that seasonal lows are in. But the upside, in the bigger picture, I think we'll see more demand come through the winter, but you're still dealing with a great deal of supply coming out of Europe and the Black Sea. Now, the Black Sea has had some weather. It's been cold. They've had quite a bit of snow, which has snarled some logistics, but it's going to warm up in that southern region. So I think it's not a huge event moving forward at this point for Russia. And in the European Union, they have not exported as much as they typically do. So their stocks are starting to build, and they're going to want to get more aggressive, I think, as we move forward. We don't see any logistics issues for the EU. What is happening there is they've had quite a bit of rain through the planting season of the winter crops, and it's delayed plantings and pretty much at this point shut them off. So it's expected that their soft wheat plantings, in particular out of France, will be down about 5%. Durum planting's down about 10%. So this is going to have an impact, but it will be down the road. These are just things to keep in mind. We've got Argentina reporting that their wheat harvest is 55% complete. Corn plantings are 49% complete. And soybean plantings at 60% done. Crop condition ratings for corn out of Argentina, we're at 40% good to excellent. That's up 4 on the week. Soybeans, however, only 30% good to excellent, which is down 5. In Brazil, still pretty much stuck in that weather pattern of not enough rain in the central and northern parts of the country. It's been hot. In the southern part of the country, we've actually had too much rain, and it has affected the quality of the wheat. In the northern and central part, the forecast just continues to be a similar story where at the tail end of like a 6 to 10 day forecast, it does show for quite a bit of rain to come through that dry area. But as you work your way through that forecast, it never really gets pulled into the short-term forecast. So over the last 10 days, they've had some rain, some spotty rains, but it's not a good soaking widespread rain. And in the near-term forecast for these next couple days, they're not calling for much rain at all. But it does show up in that 6 to 10-day forecast. So I think that's why the soybean complex struggles to maintain some upward momentum is that forecast that you've always got the potential for rain to come through. But as we get toward the tail end of December and into January, we do need to see those rains fall, or else you have a real problem on your hands. And I think, soybeans are caught in this range, and it's been a bit volatile. But if the rains aren't coming over these next 3-4 weeks, then I think this market breaks out to the upside. And it'll pull corn with it, and that'll pull wheat with it. So we're getting into a very important time frame when it comes to the soy complex in particular, and down the road for the corn complex. Here in the United States, weather has been pretty decent, really. Central Plains, especially the panhandles, Texas, Oklahoma, they've had a very nice shot of rain over the last week. And not a lot really coming in the forecast, but this should set them up very well to get them through the winter and a good start to spring growth, whether it be winter wheat fields or pastures. This moisture that they've had is ideal for them. So with weather, we're looking at what NOAA's reports are. they are suggesting that El Nino probably will fade away by February and then go into a neutral ENSO pattern, and then by June, July, be back in a La Nina. So that would suggest that you could see some drier weather develop in the Midwest because of that La Nina. So we'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, we've been dealing with La Nina for a few years now and haven't had a major drought in the Midwest. We've been on the cusp of it for a few years, but it never really develops. It seems like the rains always come in the nick of time. But according to NOAA, we could well be into another La Nina pattern by this summer. So let's take a look at some World FOB values. At the end of the week, we see that at the Gulf, soft red winter wheat was offered at 268. That's down 1. Hard red winter wheat at 289. That's down 9. Ukraine, we're at $205 per ton. That's up 5. Russia was at 244. That was up 4. Romania at 250, unchanged. France at 244, down 1. Argentina at 240, which was up 5. In corn at the Gulf, we're at $210 a ton. That's down 3 on the week. Off the PNW, we're at 230, down 5. Ukraine's at 182, which is up 2. Argentina at 215, down 5. Brazil at 230, which was unchanged. In soybeans at the Gulf, we're at $500 a ton. That was unchanged on the week. Argentina was at 510, down 5. Brazil was at 530, which was up 15. So we're getting kind of a mixed bag, mixed messages looking at the World FOB offers. It is worth noting that freight rates were seeing some changes as well, kind of mixed, in fact, especially in the Black Sea. Russia was up $1 a ton, and Ukraine was down 4. So that spread narrowed quite a bit. Last week, we were sitting at 8. Right now, we're at 3. So Ukraine making a move here, finding some more efficient ways to export grain, and it's lowering their transportation costs. So they are becoming more competitive out of the Black Sea. So moving forward, I think that wheat probably has found at least a short-term high. I would look for some pressure to show up there. The night session is down a bit. Same thing with corn. I think we'll probably get drug lower by a lower wheat market if that happens. Soybeans are probably going to be kind of flat until we get a better look at what the weather is in these longer range forecasts. We're headed into the gut slot of the holiday season. I would expect trading to really slow down. The volume will drop, especially as you get into next week where you've got those holidays. So if some big news event happens, that could really skew the markets. But typically, it's pretty quiet for these last couple weeks of the year. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.